We've seen fights between ball players and fans before, but things got way out of hand last night at a baseball game in Oakland. What started as an exchange of words between Texas Rangers players and Oakland A's fans turned ugly when Rangers reliever Frank Francisco threw a white plastic chair at the crowd. The chair hit one man on the top of the head, bounced off, and then broke the nose of the woman sitting next to him. Ray Ratto is sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. He joins us now from his office in San Francisco. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I understand Frank Francisco was arrested this morning.
Yes, he was, charged with aggravated battery.
And that's a felony?
Yes.
So he's been released, as I understand it. What's going to happen with between him and baseball? Obviously, things between him and the police have yet to be worked out.
Yes. The assumption, although nobody's said anything officially yet, is that he'll be suspended probably indefinitely while Major League Baseball sends out a security investigative team to Oakland to find out what happened last night and how it escalated to this.
Any word on how the man and woman who were hit by the chair are doing?
Apparently, the woman has a broken nose. We have not heard yet whether she was released from the hospital or not, but doing okay given the fact that upholstery was flying at her.
Yeah. So what happened? What triggered all this?
Apparently there'd been an ongoing back and forth between some fans behind the Texas bullpen, which is down the right field line in Oakland, and the players. And I guess in the ninth inning it escalated between Doug Brocale, who is one of the Ranger relievers, and a fan down the line. And all of a sudden the other players immediately jumped up and started, you know, getting involved and trying to get into the stands, and there were some police down there trying to keep them back. And Frankie Francisco, who had already pitched in the seventh inning, came out of the dugout all the way down into the bullpen area and grabbed one of the folding chairs that's down in the bullpen and threw it into the crowd.
So as a result of that, well, obviously there's another game scheduled there this evening, so things will obviously be fairly tense. But is there a history of disputes between these two teams, between those particular players and those particular fans?
Nothing between Frankie Francisco and the A's fans, because Frankie Francisco is a rookie and a fairly nondescript middle reliever. There was an incident last year with Carl Everett in which a fan threw a cell phone at him while he was playing right field. He handled it pretty much with a joke and a laugh. But before that, these were just sort of two nondescript teams who really didn't have anything except the fact that they were in the same division, working toward a rivalry. There really wasn't much history between the clubs. I think this was probably just a fan or fans saying more than they should have, and the Rangers, particularly Frankie Francisco, acting far worse than they should have.
Yeah. In the past couple of years, we've seen, ball players go into the stands to fight with fans. We saw a fan come out of the stands and tackle a third base coach. Are things getting worse?
I don't know if they're getting worse. They still talk about when Ty Cobb went into the stands to beat up a cripple and ought whatever. This is pretty well outside the pale. Certainly there's no history of players throwing chairs into the crowd. There have been evidences, particularly at hockey games, where a fan would go into the crowd to address his grievances with a heckler. But, you know, this one was beyond the pale. So I don't know if they're getting worse or because we have access to every game on the planet that we see them more readily.
Yeah. Obviously, criminal and perhaps civil charges are pending in this case. The commissioner's office, as Ray Ratto said, will be investigating, and we shall have to see what follows from that. Ray Ratto, thanks very much for joining us today.
Appreciate sure, Neil. It. Take care.
Ray Ratto is a sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he joined us from his office in San Francisco talking about last night's incident across the bay in Oakland. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.